Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus is a very important question. But who does the Bible say he is a very, very, very important question. And many people, even Christians, have an extra-biblical or even contra-biblical answer. In other words, they have an incomplete or wrong answer. Who is Jesus? The Bible gives us the only real answer to that question. The Apostle Paul wrote, "All Scripture is inspired, breathed by God." That's 2 Timothy 3:16. The God-breathed Bible, in Genesis through Revelation, teaches that Jesus is God from eternity past to eternity future. The Bible declares that he is the Alpha and the Omega, who is, and who was, and who is to come. Revelation 1:8. The Bible identifies Jesus as God, as the Creator, as the Great Shepherd, the Lord, the Redeemer, the Lamb of God, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, as Emmanuel, meaning God with us, as Savior, as High Priest, and as the Resurrection and the Life. Listen to these biblical facts about Jesus. Here are excerpts from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father. And excerpts from Colossians 1. By him, meaning Jesus, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Jesus was the Creator. And Jesus is the I Am. Jesus, the angel of the Lord, that's an Old Testament name for Jesus, called to Moses from the burning bush of Exodus 3 and identified himself as the great I Am. Exodus 3:15 states that I Am is God's forever name. Exodus 3:15. In John 8, Jesus proclaimed himself to be that great I Am who existed before Abraham and therefore before the Jewish people. And the Jews who heard him saw that as his claim of deity, and they picked up stones to execute him. And later when Jesus stated, "I and the Father are one," John 10, verses 30 and 31, the Jews picked up stones again to execute him. Jesus is found throughout the Old Testament. John 1:18 and 6:46 state that no one has ever seen God the Father. However, God as the pre-incarnate, pre-flesh, Jesus appeared to several people in Old Testament times before he was born in Bethlehem. He appeared to Hagar, to Moses, to Gideon, to Samson's parents, to Abraham, and to Jacob. And Jesus is mentioned as one of the Trinity in Isaiah 48, verses 12 through 19. And that was written about 700 BC. And Jesus was the predicted one. Over 300 Old Testament prophecies from hundreds of years before describe the birth, life, and death of Jesus. Some of those prophecies in Psalm 22 give a gruesome description of his crucifixion, and that was written about 1000 BC when stoning, not crucifixion, when stoning was the means of execution. The fulfillment of those crucifixion prophecies, Psalm 22 prophecies, is recorded in Matthew 27. Sometime you should read Psalm 22 and Matthew 27 at the same time. Jesus became the God-man. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that a child will be born to us, a child will be born, and a son will be given to us. That's Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah identified that one to be the mighty God. The eternal Son was given as a child born in Bethlehem. Jesus existed before he was born, from eternity past. The title Son of God describes his position rather than a birth. It does not mean that he came into existence at birth in Bethlehem. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." That's Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Jesus became fully man while still being God. The eternal, pre-existent Jesus came down from heaven to become a man. Jesus was simultaneously God and man. And Jesus performed miracles, many of which are recorded in the New Testament, and three dramatically accompanied his claims. He miraculously fed 5,000 and then said, "I am the bread of life," John 6:35. So he fed 5,000 and then said, "I am the bread of life." And he healed a blind man, just after he said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." That's John 9. And he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies." That's John 11. Then Jesus walked to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus called him back to life. Jesus healed the sick. He healed the crippled, the deaf, the mute, lepers, and the possessed. And he turned water into wine. He walked on water, and he calmed the sea. Matthew 9 records the story of men who brought a paralyzed man to Jesus. Jesus said to the man, "Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven." Religious leaders that were there thought that was blasphemy because only God can forgive sin. Jesus asked them, "Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has," meaning Jesus himself, "so that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your bed, and go home." And he got up and went home. You see, Jesus proved that he was God. He fulfilled Old Testament prophecies about his birth, life, and death. He performed miracles to demonstrate that he was God. And he taught with authority, not like the scribes. And he lived a sinless life. Hebrews 4:15, 1 Peter 2:22, 1 John 3:5. Jesus, as the sinless God-man, became the perfect Lamb of God, sacrificed on the cross for our sins. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. That's 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Jesus was crucified, and he rose from the dead. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. "You were not redeemed with perishable things, like silver or gold, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ." In Acts 10:39-40 and 43, "They also put him," Jesus, "to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day, and granted that he become visible. Of him all the prophets bear witness, that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, "I delivered to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Jesus rose from the grave and was seen by many witnesses before he ascended back to heaven. Jesus is the only way to God. He's not one of many. He's the only way to God. Jesus himself said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." That's John 14:6. In Acts 4:12, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among mankind by which we must be saved. And the Apostle Paul wrote, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." It's 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. You see, the way of Jesus to God is different from all other religions, different than all of them. They offer, those other religions, no solution to our sin problem. They teach that if you generally do good, according to their very definitions of good and bad, then their gods might, just might, overlook your sin and let you into heaven. The way of Jesus is that by believing in him, your sins are paid for on the cross and forgiven. They're gone. With Jesus, you go to heaven forgiven. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." That great verse, John 3:16. Jesus will return. He's coming back. Jesus said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That's the beginning of John 14. And in the very final words of the Bible, Jesus said, "Yes, I am coming quickly." That word "quickly" means suddenly. Jesus said, "I am coming, yes, I am coming suddenly." The Apostle John, who wrote Revelation, added, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Those are the final words of the Bible. Let me ask you this. If Jesus returned today, would you be ready to meet him? Would you be ready? Are you sure? If you're not sure, visit gospel316.org to be sure that you're ready by believing in Jesus and being forgiven by God. If you're not completely sure, visit gospel316.org to become sure. You can know. Jesus is God from eternity past, right through today, into eternity future. Be amazed in awestruck wonder at the mention of his name. This audio answer to the question, "Who is Jesus?" and a PDF version of it are available on Jesus316.org. Jesus316.org. Both are available at no cost from that website, and they are in 48 world languages. That's Jesus316.org. I pray that God bless you as you believe in Jesus and follow him as your eternal Lord God and as your Savior.